SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House and Senate members returning to Washington this coming week following the Memorial Day recess. On tap for the senators hammering out their input on the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, already passed by the House. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says it is critical the Senate understands the importance of this legislation.
The Big Beautiful Bill is going to be jet fuel to the U.S. economy. It is a pro-growth economy builder. It's going to lower tax rates, lower regulations, incentivize U.S. manufacturing again. When that happens, we know what will be the effect. We already did this in the first Trump administration, had the greatest economy in the history of the world after the first 2 years, because we cut taxes and cut regulations. Now we're doing it on steroids.
Majority of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance.
The data comes from the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll from Friday, which shows a strong 53% approval for President Trump's job performance, with the strongly approve and strongly disapprove balancing each other out at 37%. Separately, according to USA Today Network reporter Maria Francis, President Trump is also trending upward in three other individual polls, as well as in the Real Clear Politics average of 13 polls, with President Trump's overall favorability at 47.7%. That's 7 points higher than at the same benchmark point in his first term. George Williams, Washington.
Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has ended his work in the administration. He had spearheaded the Department of Government Efficiency to slash federal spending. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth reassuring allies of the Indo-Pacific region they will not be left alone to face increasing military and economic pressure from China. This is SRN News. There's a new count on just how many abortions are taking place in this country.
The Charlotte Lozier Institute has crunched all the available numbers, and its best estimate is that from June of 2023 to June of 2024, 1.1 million abortions were carried out within the U.S. healthcare system. What nobody knows is how many abortions happened outside the system via mail-order abortion drugs, which are becoming increasingly popular. The U.S. has averaged about 1 million abortions per year since 1973. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four of the six planned parenthood clinics in Iowa and four in Minnesota will shut down in a year. Midwestern affiliate operating the clinics, blaming a freeze in federal funds, quite a few budget cuts proposed in Congress, as well as a number of state restrictions concerning abortion. This is SRN News. Thankfully, this is not the kind of controversy we see in sports very often, but this is downright frightening. A two-time World Series winner and his family have now been given an around-the-clock security detail following a rise in online death threats.
Houston's Lance McCullers is one of two MLB pitchers whose families have received online death threats this month as internet abuse of players and their families is on the rise. Boston reliever Liam Hendricks posted on social media after the incident with McCullers to call out people who were threatening his wife's life. The Astros contacted MLB security and the Houston Police Department following the threats. McCullers, who has two young daughters, reached out to the team about providing security for his family. Astros owner Jim Crane stepped in and hired 24-hour security. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.